No, throwing it salt, no problem. Throwing it salt, no problem. Throwing it England, he doesn't know where that idea is.
Where the
idea comes from.
What's the difference?
And something wrong, sorting the clothes.
Tyrway, North West London, Sunday, Chof Aleph Eor, the 22nd of May. Harav Reb Avraham Baruch Blau Shlita, Megillas Rus. This week's Tyrway has been sponsored by Max Grossnas, Lilishmas Rabari Leib, Ben Harav Reb Chaim Shmuel Lapian Zichrein Levrocha, whose Yotzeit is on Chof Gimel Eor. And this week's Tyrway has also been sponsored by Family Silva, Lilinashmas Benoy Bechoyoy, or Rav Echosid Nisan Moshe Zechrein Levrocha, Ben Yibod Lachaim Tovim, Yedidein Reb Dovim Mechol HaKoin, Neri Yoy on his first Yod site. He was also Nifta on Chof Gimel Eor.
Skirt. Yeah, okay. Good morning, everyone. Square for being here. I'm Emet Hashem. I was thinking maybe to speak today something that we know. Klal Yisrael, many of Eden Klal Yisrael learned Daf Yoimi. So something I have to do a little bit. Shavuos, Sfiras HaOmer, Daf Yoimi. We had Daf Yoimi out in Maseches Yevamos, the Inyan of Yibum, the Inyan of Yibum itself, the Masechta Yevamos. Today, or tomorrow's daf, depends if you're a bit ahead, is the daf talking about David HaMelech, Amoini Veloy Moyavis. We just learned a few weeks ago about Asher Telech, Eilech, Asher Tolin, Asher Olin Tolini, the Indian of Rus with Orpo when they walking and escorting Naomi. They say in the employment once, so there was the newspaper, coming out the daily newspaper, and every day there was there the Dafyoimi, you know, every day, the Daf, Yudil, so also the Daf was this and this Daf. Now, the editor of the newspaper, it was Megile, Tiny, Moit Cotton, Chagige, you know, every less than 30 days, suddenly is changing a Masechta. So in Chagige, he didn't chap, you know, it was changing too fast when the Masechtas. And he didn't chapel chagig, and he continued to count. Lamed Daled, Lamed Hey, Lamed Vov, Lamed Zay. After a few days, he gets a letter from the Imre Emes, and the Imre Emes sends him a letter. I have a big oitzah svarim. I go to Eikid svarim, that's what he writes over there. I have a big oitzah svarim with lots of different editions, different ma'aduris of Gemore, and I don't have any edition of the Gemore in Chagig Daf Mem. Maybe you might send me one of your Gemores. I never saw this. So there is the whole of Klal Yisrael. We're learning summer learning the Fayomi, so to see the Indian of this Indian of Yibum, what we learn in the Fayomi. So we know Sfira Soimer, it also has to do, the whole Sfira has to do with the Avodas Amides, is the Bala Akeide. Bala Akeide says that we start Sfira Soimer, we start with the Oimer Soirim, right? The Oimer, what's the Oimer? Oimer is made of Oimer Soirim, and that is made from barley. Barley is Machal Beimer. And we work on ourselves, the Sfira Soimer, 49 days, till we come to the Yoim HaChamishim, and we change the Oimer Soirim, barley, Machal Beima, we change it with Shteh Lechem. Chitim, wheat, Machal Odom. We change ourselves. In Pesach, it was a matter of Roas or Shivcha al Hayam, Mashaloi Ro, Cheskim al Buzi, as the Chasam Sofer says, was Roas or Shivcha, Zot Gibleita Shivcha. She was a Shivcha, and she stayed to be her name. And we work on ourselves, Sfira Soimer, to come to the Aftire. What do we say? Ro'ere, Marois, Elohim, right? Yecheskel. Yecheskel also sees. Mashal Eiro Yecheskel Bubuzi. But the difference is that Yecheskel and Bubuzi, he's seen the Marois Elohim because he worked on himself and he came to the Darge and he stayed in that Darge. And this is the difference. This is the Avodah HaSfira. So even the Avodah of the Sfira, we're going up from Shivcha Layam to Yecheskel Bubuzi, which is the Avodah that we're working on ourselves. One of the things what in the peak of one important things we learn the whole night, Shavuos, we continue, Shachris, Agdomus, then we have Megillas Rus. Why Megillas Rus comes in? You know, in between the Matan Torah, Dafke there, Megillas Rus, Chazal teach us, Megillas Rus, Ein Bo Lo Yisur, Ve Lo Yeter, Lo Yitomei, Ve Lo Yitor. We don't learn Kimat any Halachos out of this. We do, we see, but we don't learn Kimat any Halachos Well, why we dafke toira? Loimalo shetoira tchilo say chesed v'soifah chesed. Toira is chesed, and what we learn from this is the avodas chesed. So through Maseches Yevamos, as we said, and Megillas Rus, we can see what is the big chesed. What is the big chesed? So let's start. Vahi b'moish v'ita shoyftim. Let's just 2 seconds to understand what is the title Shvoit HaShoftim. The way that Barbanel explains it, there is many types of ruling, as we call Shitot Memshal. Yeah, for example, there is monarchy, there's democracy, there's dictatorship, there's all kinds of type of ruling. Al Pi Yiddishkeit and Tanakh, what is the right way to do it? Says that Barbanel, anarchy, that's the best way. Really? Today we call anarchism, but the klal we mean, right?
Balagan,
shtolelut, no, right? That means the less what the ruler is intervening in your life, that's the best way to live. I think many people will agree to that, maybe. But why? Let's understand why. In the times of Vayibi Meshvot HaShoftim, this is the time of Shoftim. The time of Shoftim we have over there, when you have a monarchy, it costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to pay. There is tax, and there is lots of things, but it's a lot of money, and there's a ruler, there's a police, they make sure what you pay, how you pay, when you pay. There is anarchy, when we're talking about, there's 2 types of anarchy, and this we have both of them in the times of Shvoit HaShoftim. We have Bayomi Moim, Ein Melech Beisol, Bayomi Moim, the times of the judges, Ein Melech Beisol, Ish Hayosho Be'ein of Yase. Anyone does whatever he wants. It's good or bad. It can be very good. And why it's good? The way that Barbanel explains, and Avigdor Miller speaks it out in his Sforim, that if everyone does the right thing, so you have the person who gives Maiser, Truma, Doilot, to the Kohen, Maiser Rishon to the Levi. The Levi gives from this Truma's Maiser to the Kohen. Then he gives Maiser Sheni every 2 years, like a certain pension, what he keeps. Then there's Yovel, as we just learned, Pasa Shavua. Yeah, and then Min Koroi, and there's a very, very important and good structure, Al Pi Torah, if you live Al Pi Torah, the Choymesh he gives, the Maisa Ksofim gives, the Loim Deuteranim, everything, and even Tzorcha Rabim have the, we know Mishnah in Shkolim, Tzorcha Rabim, Yoitzim Bamoyed, even Cholamoyed, you're allowed to go and to fix Tzorcha Rabim, the roads, the fields, everything has a structure, everything is done. This is everything is done the right way, and everyone can contributes together, everyone is responsible, they have achrayut, together, achrayes, then everything works out beautiful. But once it doesn't work out, one decides, okay, I'm not part of the tzibur, then it's a disaster. And that is, Bayomim Ayin Ayin Melech Yisrael will happen, Pilegesh Begiva. So the title of the Shoftim in the beginning was very good, and went on for many, many years, the title of the Shoftim, Kimat 400 years, depends on the Machloikas and the Poskim, how we learn, but almost 400 years went on Tkufas HaShoftim. It went very nice in the beginning. But then it became corrupt and it became to Pilegesh Begiva, Pesel Micha, also Bayom Moile Ben Israel. For example, they say in Poland or in Galicia, in one of the states over there, there was the Besmedresh of the Gvirim and the Besmedresh of the Omelite, of the poor people. And the poor people noticed that in Simchas Torah, the Gvirim, they have a big barrel of wine. And Bronfen, Yash, and they drinking, and they decided we also want. We also want. They decided a takone, Motzi Shabbos Bereshis, they gather together and they make up a takone. Everyone has his Kiddush every Friday, every Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos, anything what's left Motzi Shabbos, you put it back, you bring your big barrel, will be in the entrance of the Besmedresh, and anyone pours in from his Shiraim into the barrel. Okay. They wait till the next year, all excited. The next year they come, they open up the tap, and it comes a nice, still, fresh water. What? Itbarer, makara, what happened? The person, everyone thought, okay, look, there's going to be over thousands and thousands of small cups of lechaim, right? Hundreds of liters of wine. What's going to happen if someone's going to put a small lechaim cup of water? No one's going to see the change. But the problem is that everyone thought so. So when you live in an anarchy and everyone understands that, no, I'm not responsible, I'm going to do different than everyone else should give the tax, I'm not going to give that, I'm not going to give my maaser, I'm not going to give the choymesh, I'm not going to give the trumas, everyone else should give, and that happens, Isha Yosho Beinov Yasa. So that is just to understand what's the Tkufas HaShoftim in Klal Yisrael, Isha Yosho Beinov Yasa. And this time, there is, as we said, the time what everyone has to take responsibility and to be part of a Klal, part of Klal Yisrael, there's a person called Elimelech. And Elimelech, instead of, again, days in the Sforim state, Groysa Zachim, Groysa Soides, what happened over here, and the Ro'ov, as we know, one of the 10 Ro'ovs, 10 hungers or famines that was in the world, there's a state in Medesh, and there's many, many different reasons, we spoke last week on Sunday, but why, the depth of this, Obel Kipshuto, let's understand, there was a Ro'ov Boretz. Elimelech, he's God Ladol, very wealthy, God Ladol, he's scared that now he's going to have to support all the poor. Because they come in and they want food and they're all gathering on his house. Instead of to take responsibility and to support the poor, what he does? And Elimelech, Vayelech, Ishi, Beislechem, Yehudo, Logu, Bizdei, Moyov. He runs away. He doesn't take responsibility. And what happened? He goes with his two children and they marry Machloin and Chilioin. And Machloin and Chilioin die because they marry Rus and Orpah. And Mitzad Sheni, we have Rus and Orpah. Who is Rus? So Mitzad Echad, we have Elimelech, who dies because he didn't take responsibility, because he didn't do the chesed. Mitzad Sheni, we have Rus. What is Rus? Rus is the peak, if we could think about chesed. Because where is Rus coming from? Rus is coming from Rus HaMoyavio. What's Moyov? So Moyov says in the Sforim state that Moyov, Derech Klal, when a person, even if he's not a nice person, not a very generous person, but one place he understands he has to give. When he gets married, you get married, you have a spouse, you get married a wife, you understand that you have to give. There's no choice. So even if he's very stingy, he's not generous, whatever it is, but he understands he has to give, someone he has to give in order to keep this marriage, to keep this thing going, you have to give. There's one nation, even in their own house, they can't give. They can't even get married to a different person. Who's that? Moyov. Me'av. Why are they called Moyov? Me'av. And that's Moyov come from. They even can't get married to a different person. That's Me'av. And Rus, she's a Moyavio. And what does Rus a Moyavio? She comes from Moyov, and not Stam a Moyavio. She's a daughter of the king. Granddaughter of Egloi Melech Moyov. A daughter, a granddaughter of Machloikis and Toises. What is? But she's a daughter, a granddaughter of the king of Moyov. She is coming from the chesed you don't find there. Moyov. She gone. And Dafke Rus, when she is leaving Moyov, and she's going with Naomi. What's the reason she's going with Naomi? We know the Pasuk tells us, Boaz tells her, Hageid hu gadli koila shiros isim chamoyseich. She done it, why? Because she was thinking, what's going to happen? Naomi's going back. Ani meleo olachti, vereiko mashivani Hashem. My grandfather used to say a vote, what's ani meleo olachti, vereiko mashivani Hashem. Says, a person, when it's meleo, when a person has, Baruch Hashem, says, it's ani meleo olachti. But when a person, achmol yitzan, reikom, he's empty, so then it's eshivani Hashem, the Rabbi Yishlam al-Giton. Ani meleo olachti, she was very wealthy, and she went out with, right, is a wealthy woman, and she comes back barefoot. She came back, but it's very poor. And Rus is thinking, what's going to happen when my mother-in-law goes back? She's going to have to go and collect leket shikhopeyo. And we have to understand the way the Malbim puts it down, he explains that leket shikhopeyo, who would collect leket shikhopeyo? The poor. And the people would collect always leket shikhopeyo. They would always suspect that probably they are thieves. They are not MSD, Ganovim, Roibers. Why? Because Leket, you're allowed to pick only what fell from the Shibolim. Only what fell one stalk or two, right? Three, that's not allowed anymore. So they see over there this girl or Stam Anim, poor people collecting. They say, hey, 1 second. This was two, three, right? Always, yeah, good, nish good, yeah. They were always suspicious about these people collecting leket shikhopeyo, that they are thieves, they're not honest people, maybe they take it more than they have to. And that's why Boaz is telling the Naomi what? Right? So shoyv tashuvu lo mina amorim, ve'al tachlimu. That means don't embarrass her. But Rus is thinking, my mother is going to go back, and she's going to be embarrassed to collect leket shikhopeyo. Everyone's going to say she's a thief, she's not honest. She goes with her. And now we have to understand, when Rus is going together with Orpah in the beginning, with Naomi, and Naomi tells her, Lech no bno yisai shev no, ki zokanti mi yois mi ish, lo mo te agino. Why? She tells him, look, You're coming from Moyov. No one's going to marry you. No one's going to marry you, right? Is the medrash says, Umosnuo. It's a hated thing. This is really the worst of the worst. No one's going to marry you. They didn't know yet the halacha of Moyavi veloy Moyavio, right? They didn't know the halacha of yet, right? We know the Gemara. The Gemara, Dafayomi, the Gemara tells us that when Avner Benel, after the, let's start before him, David HaMelech goes out, he was sent by his father Yishai to give his brothers a bit of food, right? His brother, Avinodov, Shamo, his brother went to fight in the battle against Goliath to send him food. When David HaMelech comes to the battlefield, he hears a voice, announcement. What's the announcement? Anyone who's going to defeat Goliath, Ya'ashrenu HaMelech Oisho Godoil Begames Bito Iten Oile Isho. He says, I'm going. And David Shaul HaMelech tells him, you on a battlefield then? No. But Games HaRi Begames HaDoi Hiko Avdecho, I have experience. I can fight the bear, I can fight the lion, I have experience. And he gets onto the battlefield, and David HaMelech asks him from Shaul. Shaul gives him his armor. And now Shaul is very tall. David HaMelech is short, right? Redhead. Ginger, you say? Yeah. Short. And as you see the armor fitting on David HaMelech, exact. And Shaul understands that this is what Shmuel HaNovi told him after he did not kill Agog. He did not kill Agog. He told them, Gam Hashem Eviris. Oh, so what happened? He understands. Who's Eviris Malchus Chome Olecho? Who is this? This is David. Straight away, he turns to be white and he gets all nervous. And especially after that, when David takes Chameshes Chalukei Nachal, he takes five small stones and he throws one of them and he kills Goliath. David comes back to David to Shaul HaMelech. He tells, no, I want your daughter. Right? He had a daughter, Michal. He had before Meirav. Right? He wants to marry Meirav, the oldest daughter. So David HaMelech is asking, Shaul HaMelech is asking Avner Bener, Eize Anar? Who is this child? Says the Gemara, what that means? Who is this Nar? Who is this lad? Oh, is he from Peretz? Oh, from Chetz. That means Peretz, they knew a Kabbalah that any son from Peretz, he will be the king. So if he's from Peretz, must be that he's the king. And Avner Bener says, and then comes of the Doiga Doimi, who didn't like David for different reasons. And Doiga Doimi says, totally asking about David HaMelech, if he's Bechlal, Peretz, or Zerach, who is his Roy LeMalchus, or not Roy LeMalchus, ask Bechlal if he is Mutter Love Mekol. Because he comes from Rus, and Rus is a Moyavio. And Avner Bener starts a whole argument with Avner Bener, with Doig HaDoimi, is Mutter or not. And any question that Avner Bener asks, Doig HaDoimi knows the answer. They went to Beis Medrash and no one knew what to answer. Achebo Amoso HaYisraeli. Who's Amoso HaYisraeli? Is Ishmaeli? No, he's Amoso Ben Yeser HaYisraeli. He was married to the sister of David, Avigail. To the sister of David. Bas Nochosh, Avigail Bas Nochosh. Nochosh is Yishai, because he's Meis Be'et Yosh and Nochosh. He died only because the chet of Nochosh is one of the four that didn't do any sin. And Avigail, the daughter of Nochosh, married Amoso HaYisraeli. So why is called Ashmeeli? Says the Gemara, because he did Maisei Yishmoel. Noatz Cherev Be'is HaMedresh. He took a sword and he said, En Kach Mekublani, Be'is Dino Yosh Shmuel HaRamosi, Moyavi Veloi Moyavio. What's going on over here? What's the Noatz Cherev and Moyavi Veloi Moyavio? So there's a very famous vote for the Briska Rov. Actually, there's an interesting story behind this. This is known that the Briska Rov, when he said this vote, that's what they wrote in the papers, that he didn't, after the Ptira of Shach, they said that when he said this vote, he said it in Shavuos, in his house, and the kids, he told it to his kids, and they thought a nice vote, but they didn't get so excited. The Briska Rov was very excited about this vote, and later on, he told them, you know what, Reb Lezer would come from Bnei Brak after Shavuos, because Shavuos is in Yeshiva, and he would annoy him from the vault. So, the vault gate azoy. We know the Goyel, after Hus comes back from Zdei Moyov, the Goyel, Bloini and Moini, we don't know who is he, yeah, or the uncle of Boyaz, he says, I don't want to be Meyabem, why? Pen Ashchis Es Nachlosi. He's asking, what's Pen Ashchis Es Nachlosi? Why not lossy? If it's a Isur to marry a Moyavio, why is it prohibited? You're not allowed to marry a Moyavio. Say, I don't marry a Moyavio because it's a Isur. Why? No, I'm going to marry her, but Ben Ash is not lossy. It says because Hoiso is the medrash says Hoiso aloha roifefes bei yodeyim. That means till then there were some people said you're allowed, some rabbonim said you're not allowed. It was Hoiso aloha roifefes bei yodeyim. Some say you're allowed to marry Moyavio. Why? Because Moyavio loy Moyavio. Some say no, you're not allowed to marry Moyavio because Moyavi Moyavio like mamzer umamzeres. Says the goyel to Boyaz, listen, I asked my rabbi. He says that Moyavio loy Moyavio. You're right, but I'm scared that. Bezdin, that's God and Mechaveiro Bechokhmo Bubinyan, as the Rambam says in Ilchis Mamrim, could be Mevatel Divrei Chaveiro. So I know that what? That this is right, I could get married. But Ben Ashes Nachlossi, maybe will come a Bezdin in a few, in the future, in a few doyres, and they will say, no, Moyavi u Moyavio. Both of them is also. So he says, I could get married, but Ben Ashes Nachlossi. And that's why what he says over there, when he comes over there, Amoso Ben Yeser, he says, this is a halacha of Mishmi Sinai over there. That what? And no one could argue with it, because Shmuel HaRamosi, no one's greater than Shmuel HaRamosi. That's why he says, Kach mekublani beis dinu shel Shmuel HaRamosi, that Moyavi veloi Moyavio. Anyway, then they didn't know yet the halacha of Moyavi veloi Moyavio. And no one's going to want to marry you, says Rus. Says Naomi to Rus. But she says, Afal Piken. Why? Why she done it? She done it for one reason. Because Chesed, she cares about the mother, as we said before, she doesn't want anything. Who she marries when she comes in, she was not supposed to marry anyone. Or Berkshtet, the person, Vateoim Koloir, when they came. What Vateoim Koloir? The matter says, because that day there was Levi of the wife of Boyaz. Who is Boyaz? Boyaz, the Medrash teaches us as Boyaz Zeu Ivtson. Who is Ivtson? Ivtson is one of the Shoifti, one of the judges, very, very important judge. And Ivtson also had a bit of a lack at the beginning, and this midah of chesed. Because the Gemara says about Basra that Ivtson had 60 kids. Shloishim bonim, shloishim bonois, roichim ala yorois. So they were choshev people. They were right on a very important, I know what's called,
wagons,
yeah, like today, road sois. I don't know what's the thing, yeah. But they have a very important asoinois, like mules, white mules, was a simon for chashivas. And 60 of them, and he done 120 simchas. And this agav, the Rabbeinu Gershon brings over there, that's the mekor of a kiddush for a girl. Because how we have 120 simchas for sudas for a boy, so a boy you have a bris and a chasna. For a girl you have a chasna and what? So the Rabbeinu Gershon, a kiddush. That's one of the mekoros, Rabbeinu Gershon brings. Anyway, he done 120 sudas, and all of them he didn't invite Manoyach. Why? Says the Gemara, because Ivtson said, "Pray do akoro." He can't have children. He's not going to pay me back. I'm going to invite him to my sudas. He's going to eat. And when he's never going to invite me back to his sudas, that's Ivtson. And Ivtson changed himself. Ivtson changed himself, Atkin Ikach, that he changed himself and he changed his name into Boyaz. What's Boyaz? Boy Oiz. The Sfasema says in Tovrich Mimelv. Boy Oiz. What means Boy Oiz? Toire. He learned Oiz is Nu Oiz. What's Nu Oiz Lekim? The Toire. Toire is Oiz. And Oiz, he changed himself to Kerecha Toire. What he changed himself? Atir Ikar, that he marries Rus. And what's marrying Rus? If you want to understand what's marrying Rus, marrying Rus is the biggest chesed. Yibum, what is Yibum Bechlal? So Yibum, again, we're not going to go into it too much because we don't have time, but there is a going in Adas Kodesh what brings down the Zohar Chodosh and Rus. The Zohar Chodosh says that when a person comes to the world, comes with the neshama, and when he's a lad, a nar, the neshama grows with him. When he gets older, the neshama grows and grows. When he leaves the world, the neshama has a tikkun brokar da'avue, bro mezake abo. The son, when he does ma'isim toivim, it does have connection with the neshama. But what if a person has no children? So then there's a preduse, that's what the Zohar calls it, the preduse, the goyim bring it also, it's masbir be'arichus and tikkuni Zohar as well. There's a preduce, there's a pirud, there's a disconnected with the neshama, and floating in the world, it doesn't have menucha. Till at shebot, talmid chochem, godol, veloim et toiro, and then it can have a menucha. As I stated, but when does the neshama have a menucha? When? It has someone to be meyabem. right? Yibum. The yibum is the kiddushin of the brother, right? Is ma'amar. But b'etzem min ha'Torah, you use the kiddushin of the brother of the deceased, and the brother of the deceased marries instead of the, right? He marries his wife, and that's a tikkun. That's a tikkun. It's a big, big, big chesed. Yibum is a big chesed. And over here we're talking about Boyaz wants to marry Rus, and what everyone's saying, sugar, you marry Rus? You know who's Rus? A Moyavio? You're gonna pass all your kids, and where Boyaz comes from? We see in the end of the Megillah, where Boyaz comes from? Malchus Beis David, right? Ve'ele Toldo is Peretz, Peretz, Chetzro in Rome, Nachshon Ben Aminodov. And Malchus Beis David is coming out of you, and you wanna destroy everything. Why? Because you wanna marry Rus? Because you wanna do a bit of Chesed? And he says, yes, I will do everything, because Oysa Alocha Roifefes, they didn't know yet the Alocha of Moyavi Veloy Moyavio. And he says, yes, I will destroy everything what I have just to do the Chesed. Which Chesed? The Chesed of Yibum. The Chesed of, there is a very nice vote of the Malbim. The Malbim says, when Chalitza, we say Beis Chalutza Nal. What's Beis Chalutza Nal? He says, because we know the Gemara in Shabbos, Dafkuf and Beis, the Gemara says that the Sorim, Melochim roichim al susim, sorim roichim or bnei choirim roichim al chamoirim, and a person is roichev al na'alayim. That means a king, he rides on a horse. The bnei choirim, three people, they ride on a donkey, and people, they ride on their shoes. What's a pshat? So he explains, sus is milchome, that sort of thing. But what's the shoes? He says, the only difference that we, how could you take an animal, the leather of the animal, the hide, leather of animal, and you are riding on it, right? You're using it, you're stepping on it. I mean, he says, some behemoths, we know we have weaker speed, they can't speak, but what, you are better than a behemoth? He says, you're better than a behemoth, then that you could speak, but there is also animals, they have their own languages. Dolphins, I read lately something, they have their special languages, connection, right? They know how to communicate with each other. You have the das, you have a certain das also by animals. The only thing, they don't have the rotzen. What is the rotzen? What's the will? He says the bchira to say yes or no. A behemah, she sees food, impulsive. She, they can't stop her, right? There's yes or no, there's no. And that's moisa odom in aibe, oin. The oin, the no. The no, that's oin. Nein. That's the only difference what they have. And that's why we could use the nal. He says that's why in mokim kodosh, shal no lecham al raglecho. Because over there we don't have the bchira. You have to come with the anove. Says, b'derech klal, when a person, what's Yibum? Yibum is a big tikkun, as we said, for the neshama. The rakanti in Parshas Vayishlach is stark marich, and then what's the tikkun? When you look at the tikkun of the Beis Chalutza Nal, this person, we tell him, look, b'derech klal, the Torah gives you the choice who to marry. Over here, the Torah tells you, you know, marry your sister-in-law, Eish Yisach. Why? Because he says, b'derech klal, a brother, If your brother managed with her, brothers are similar, you're going to manage with her again. You don't want to do it. That means you are not better than a behemoth. You're impulsive. So your base chalutza nal. Take off your nal. Because that is the biggest chesed. And that's why there's a nice vote of the Malbim. He says, I'm just going to finish with this. The vote of the Malbim, he says, Azoi, we say in the end of the Megillah Sus, what do we say? Eden orisho, right? Abol beisecho kerochel uchaleyo, asher bonu shneim es beis Yisrael, vei beischo kebeis peretz, asher yoldo tomo le Yehuda. Minazer asher, what's this brocha? He says, look, you're marrying Rus. This is a funny shidduch. A very, very strange shidduch. Moyo, moyavio, right? He said, the halacha was yet roifefes be'er neim. He said, we don't understand. This is like your great-grandfather who married Rochel and Leah. Married two sisters, also a very funny shidduch. Yehuda, who married Tomo, also a very, very strange funny shidduch. We don't know, we see that you come from Azalechah, that he made funny shidduchim, but it came out great things from it. So, Iten or Isha, Abol Beisecho, Kerachel Uchaleyo. You should be Zoyche, that this should be, that you should be Matzliach with this shidduch. And he marries her, and the night that he marries her, what happened? He dies. No, what everyone said. The ones that said yes, marry, not marry, there was all big machloikas. So there's always people that they know what's going on in the Shomayim. They said, you see, this night he married, he died. The MS is punk back out. They waited for Lefi Samid Roshi 400 years, until he got married, and then once he done the tikkun, you could leave the world. And that is the tchilot. Okay, we can start marich on this, but we're going to finish that. What we see from here is the big chesed that Boyaz does with who? with Rus, and Rus done with Naomi, so the beginning is chesed, and Soif of chesed, and this is what we're doing, because the before Matan Torah, the Avodas HaSfira, as you know, the Sfira is, the Avodas HaSfira is stating the Sforim, is Fasemes speaks out, also Tofresh Mevav over there, Tofresh Nunvav, that the Sfira Sforim is called Yemei HaKatnus. What means Yemei HaKatnus? That means that you have to work on yourself, fall in this, you see the Mishnah and Erechin says that 10 Nisyonish and Nisnasu, Bnei Yisrael, right? Seven of them was in the times of Sfira Soimer. Seven of them. The seven of them in the time of Sfira Soimer. Why the seven of the time of Sfira Soimer? Because, and it's called 10 Nisyonis. It's not called Nisyon, and then you go back. A Nisyon, it builds yourself. Another Nisyon, another Nisyon, another Nisyon, till you come to the Rasa Shivcha Alayam, and not staying a Shivcha, just what? Ve'erem, Marius, Elohim, what we read in Shavuos. We started with the Oimer Soirim, Machal Be'imah, we finish with the Machal Chitim, Machal Odom, Amir Tz Hashem. Shkoyach.